You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
God has to be put and kept in His place. The trouble with Christmas is that it is God putting us in our place.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord Jesus, Son of God and Savior of the world, come into the straw of our lives and light it up with your kindness, your forgiveness, your glory. Make Christmas for us more than a remembrance of times past. Make it real for us, young and old, in your birthday that we celebrate. Amen. God in the straw. That's the story of Christmas. Some people will be offended when it is put that way. Not in the straw, they say. Or not God in the straw. A baby, maybe, but not God. Or not just a baby, but God suffusing that dusky stable with the light of His glory. But not God in the straw. The real story is offensive to people. To get rid of the offense, they either turn it into a legend, sometimes pious, or treat it as a myth. Anything to get rid of the reality that God is there in the straw. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where He lay, the little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay. That's a wonderful old Christmas carol. I loved that song as a child. Children probably understand it better than adults. Never once did it seem unreal to me when I was a child. But now I realize how unreal it sounds to adults. It's pretty, and it's unreal. It's like a dream. It's the stuff of which legends are made. No, the children understand it better than that. To them, that baby is like themselves. He is for real. So are the manger and the crib. The little Lord Jesus is for real. The stable is real. The straw is real. That's God in the straw. Children know it, accept it, and believe it. To say that God was born into the world on a bed of straw is very difficult for grown-up people to accept. Some of them are pious and some are not. But they all find it difficult to accept. God in the straw? That's good material for a nice legend. To take it as real is to go against everything a lot of people have come to believe about God. He's strong and powerful. He rules throughout the world. He's the master of the universe. He's the world's architect. He's a powerful influence for good. He makes people come to time. But God in the straw? No. Some real shepherds tending real sheep heard the real story for the first time. This is what they heard. This shall be a sign to you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. It was not what they were looking for, if they were looking for anything at all. But those rough outdoor characters went to see for themselves, probably out of sheer curiosity. This is what they found. A baby, wrapped in makeshift diapers, lying in the straw. It was a touching sight, but it was not pretty. Those rough characters were touched. I take it that they saw no halo around the baby's head. It was a regular baby. Can you imagine what it took for those grown men to accept this as a sign from God? You will find a baby wrapped in this stuff out there in that stable? To you is born a Savior, said the angel to the shepherds. Christ the Lord. If you want to know what to look for a baby, a little human thing, without any of the trappings of heaven. That's your Savior, God in the straw. It's hard to accept that today. Unconsciously, we prefer to stay with the sentimental. Let's not talk so much about God, people say. Let's concentrate on the baby. Let's make Christmas a child's festival. Or let's talk about God, but let's forget about the straw. Let the story be told, but not as history. Let it be the pretty thing we have made it out to be, but not God in the straw. Beginning with his birth, people have made Jesus a person he was not. Scholars have tried to reconstruct what they call the historical Jesus, which usually means the man that is left after they have rejected everything they cannot understand. There's plenty none of us understands. Others turn Jesus into a pious fraud, as pious as the people who try to recreate him in their own image. They play up the things he said and did with which they can agree, and the rest they piously forget about. It's an offense to their piety to talk about God in the straw. Could God do something like this? Could God be the man Jesus was? Could God die on a cross? Would he be God if he did things like that? I've heard even theologians question the fact, not to speak about a secular world which looks upon the whole thing as nonsense, pleasant nonsense, but nonsense nevertheless. God in the straw, indeed. Ever since Jesus was born, people have been rewriting the script, hesitating to find God in the straw or to find God in the straw. God has to be put and kept in his place. Otherwise, how can we keep this place for ourselves? The trouble with Christmas is that it is God putting us in our place. It is God putting himself in our place. That's what Christmas is all about. God in the straw. The truth is that God did come to our world in that baby. Regardless of what we want or will accept, he did pitch his tent here in our world. Regardless of what we will believe, he became one of us. Absurd as it may sound, the true story is God in straw. The story is true as the birth of any baby into your own family. It is not mythology. It is not a God of some sort or other appearing as a man of sorts. He is the great God who made this world of ours and sustains it by his power. Born into the world in that baby, the one in the straw. That smashes most of the ideas people have about God. He's away off there somewhere in his lonely majesty, not really caring about us and having no real interest in us. Maybe he doesn't exist at all. And people in past ages just cooked up the idea of God to help them over the rough spots of life. Maybe this and maybe that. There's no maybe about this one. In that one baby, God. In the birth of that baby, God showing his hand. He is. And this is the way he is. God in the straw. One of Christ's men said of him, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. That's God. And that's the way he does things. He does them in his own way. Nobody is going to tell him what to do. He is his own boss. He is in control, and he knows what he is doing. He comes. This is the way he comes. God in the straw, a real baby born at Bethlehem, who became a real boy. That boy became a real man. That real man died a real death. It's all very human. That's the way God does things. Jesus was God. He emptied himself of the privilege of his Godhead, took upon himself the form of a servant, and was born in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. It was not just an ordinary death. It was the death of a common criminal. It was death on a cross. It was not just death. It was execution. With all obedience, he did all of that. The dutiful son of a father whom he loved and who loved him. It sounds like a pathetic story. Actually, it's a very sympathetic story. It is God in the straw of our humanity. It is God not just showing himself, but doing for us. It's God taking our humanity and nailing our sins, whatever we deserve because of our sins, to the cross of his son. It is God calling someone like you or me out of the chaos of darkness into the new order of light, drawing people like us into the company of the son of his love, into the company of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his all too human blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. That's the real story of the real God. He is God in the straw. No mistake about that. He is God on the raw edges of life. He is God in the everyday, the common, the ordinary, where Jesus, his son, always was and always is. It's the real story of Christmas. God in the straw. It's not the fancy, the schmancy, the ribbons, the gifts, and the trees. When it comes right down to it, it's not the carols and the midnight services on Christmas Eve, beautiful as they may be. It's not the Christmas cards with countless angels and millions of camels. That's not where it's at. It's in the straw of a manger. And it's that baby you see there. God in the straw. Christmas goes to the heart of life. Martin Luther said it in his great Christmas hymn. From heaven above to earth I come, to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing. Give heed, my heart, lift up thine eyes. What is it in yon manger lies? Who is this blessed child so young and fair? The blessed Christ child lieth there. Our Lord who has created all. How weak art thou, how poor and small. But thou dost choose thy infant bed where humble cattle lately fed. For velvet soft and silken stuff, thou hast but hay and straw so rough. Whereon thou, king, so rich and great, as 'twere thy heaven, art throned in state. And thus, dear Lord, it pleaseth thee to make this truth quite plain to me, that all the world's wealth, honor, might, are naught and worthless in thy sight. There's nothing false about Christmas, nothing hokey or make-believe. It's the real thing. It's forgiveness for people who need forgiveness, and life for those who have none. It is strength to fight temptation that is cruel, and to do the thing that is right when it is hard to do. It is the hope of life in the face of death that is crudely real. It is God in the straw. Jesus Christ is God in the straw of your life, my friend. You know yourself how strawy life can be. When life gets you down and leaves you without hope, Jesus is God in that straw of yours. Jesus is the invitation of God to you to accept his forgiveness. Accept the life he offers. Have hope in him and live. Take Jesus and live. Jesus Christ is Lord. By virtue of his manger and his cross, Jesus Christ is Lord. His lordship is a very practical force in ordinary life. St. Paul said to two women, Please, with the Lord's help, quarrel no more. Be friends again. St. Peter said, be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven you. It takes faith to live that way. Faith in Christ. Don't let anyone say it won't work. God is in the straw. Amen.